I studied a lot of successful people by listening audio talk, by listening podcasts, by reading books. And in today's video, we are going to discuss what are the 5 habits that successful people have developed. And if you're new here in this channel is all about entrepreneurship, success mindset, and developing yourself. So if you are connected with this topic, considering subscribing this channel, and let's start without any further delay. So today's topic is 5 habits of successful people. And as we go in this topic, we should know that, you know, there is something called self-knowledge. And this is, I think, the first point of our, you know, topic. Self-knowledge is very important. If you really want to be successful in any field, the first thing we have to develop is self-knowledge. Now, what I mean by self-knowledge? Self-knowledge, basically, you should know your SWOT. So, if I talk about SWOT, it's actually called SWOT analysis. But if you say SWOT, so SWOT is a very famous kind of analysis, you know, which people are with right now. But the SWOT means strength, weakness, opportunity, and threat. This is a kind of, you know, analysis which is given by Peter F. Drucker, and he talked a lot about, you know, right, like, you know, if you want to be successful, and you should focus on self-knowledge. Success in knowledge economy comes to those who know themselves, their strength, their values, and how they best perform. So it's what, you know, of Peter F. Drucker. But what we are, you know, focusing a lot of here is that we should at least know ourselves. It's, you know, it's always, you know, about ourselves. You know, everything begins from ourselves only. So the first thing is self-knowledge. This is, I don't know, I think a habit that many people develop for themselves. They know themselves very well. So our first point should be self-knowledge. And I'm going to give you some tool to understand more about, you know, self-knowledge. And the first tool, I think, is meditation. And guys, if you if I tell you, know, about meditation, we written a book, and if you see in the corner, this is the book we written, Meditation for Millennials. So this is an important, you know, book. I think we've spent I think last 2 years to, you know, just to write, you know, this book. And actually, you know, to because, you know, you see a lot of books on meditation out there, but I don't think so. These books are, you know, exactly going to tell you how to do meditation step by step. We've written it, you know, just to clarify and just to, you know, add value in the marketplace, because this book is very clear. That's why, you know, we are very focused on millennials, and we are very focused toward entrepreneurship and all. That's why we've written this book. So if you want to grab this book, click on the, you know, comment, you know, section, or you're going to find some of the link, you know, in description. And meditation is also very, you know, important for us. This meditation is going to make us self-aware, and it's also going to make us very focused, you know. So we have to understand, I think, you know, the meditation is very important. Many people are not aware about the importance of meditation right now, because they are thinking that they are living somewhere else, I think. But we should know that if we are living in 21st century is all about, you know, distraction. You know, we are going to, you know, bombard with a lot of information. Right now, if you see, the moment, I mean, especially in India, Jio came, people are browsing everywhere. They are, you know, busy and busy on their mobile phone, smartphone, all those things. So in this age, I think meditation is very important. People are not understanding right now, but I think it's the right time where people have to start doing meditation. Second thing that successful people have is, you know, they have journal. They maintain journal on a daily basis. For example, if you see, here is my journal. Yeah, I think it's one. So what I did, basically, I maintain a journal from starting, I think, from last 2 years, I maintain journal. And generalizing, on a especially doing journal on daily basis, it's very important, because you are basically going to write your thought, and that is very enlightening. If you ever done journaling, you should know that if you are maintaining journal, you are going to write your own thought on daily basis, your emotions, what's your planning. For me, it's like I do, you can say, review on weekly basis, and my planning for next month, year planning, all those things. So I can easily at least track myself, and I am very focused on my vision. So if you have journal, you have that benefit to focus on your vision. You're not going to focus on about other thing, like, you know, 90% of people are doing it right now. They are focusing on other people's vision. They are watching TVs, they are watching newspapers, something like that. If you are, you know, still watching TVs, and if you are still wasting your time on other things, watching which is not very important for you, for your vision, I think this will be a kind of like it's not going to make a very huge impact on your life as well as on your mindset, and this is not good also. Number two habit that successful people develop is networking. Now we all know that our network is our network, but many people forget this thing that they start hanging around with some kind of negative people and they end up wasting a lot of time with them. Not only time, but I think they also brainwashing themselves with negative things, which is not very important for you, yourself. And if you are really following something called some technique, I think law or direction and all the things, you're not going to get all the things. The idea is very simple that if you really want to develop yourself as a good person, if you really modeling some person, you have to network with right people. And this is very important to understand that and in networking many people forget about many things, like there's many stuff if you really doing networking. I mean, as an entrepreneur we've done a lot of things especially in these things, and sometimes people forget to appreciate people, sometimes people forget to giving thanks to people. So there are many stuff which you should focus as a person. Number three that successful people have developed is vision. Successful people is very obsessed with their vision. If you talk about people like Elon Musk, you talk about people like Steve Jobs, they are very obsessed with their vision. They are not going to talk anything, just their vision. So this is very important to understand for ourselves also, and that's why I talk a lot about your self-talk, your mental image. I started with self-knowledge, because we need to understand that what we want out of our life, and how you're going to get all these things in your life is very simple, that you have to start seeing your belief system, what kind of belief you have, whether you have belief negative or positive. If you have a very negative outlook, you have to work on your belief system along with your mindset. And for mindset, this channel is, I think, pretty good. That's why I started this channel, just to inspire people and develop the mindset of people. Because I've seen that many people forget this foundation thing, and they think that they focus a lot about other things, but they are not focusing out on this silly thing. Ourselves very focused on our vision, we can develop certain habits. One of the habits that I recommend people, and I think I already applied in my life, is affirmation and having a vision statement in front of you everywhere, whether it's on your mobile display or anywhere. So suppose you are waking up in the morning, and what you have to do is you have to start looking your vision for the first time. It's like in morning time you have to see your vision. You don't have to touch a smartphone. What people are doing right now, and it's like they are using their smartphone they wake up. So they are going to get a lot of information from outside, which is not very important for them. So affirmation, and second that people should focus on having a very having a vision board. Vision board, this thing is like, because humans think in images, and if you have visual reminder, you are going to look your purpose in a very clear way. And that's why we keep vision board in front of us always. And vision board is also very important. Number four point is learning. Many people think that they finish learning when they earn their degree, and they think that they are not want to learn much more. But the thing they forget that is life is all about learning. Learning is a process. And in that way, Jim Rohn says a very famous quote that formal education will make you living, but the self-education will make you fortune. And we have to understand that we have to keep ourselves updated, and we have has a value. It's like we have to keep ourselves reading books, reading article, and we have lot of resources right now. It's like in internet age we have a lot of information, but the thing is many people forget, and we all are doing the same mistake again and again, that we are very focused on consuming bad content. If you see right now, there is bad content out there very much. The thing we have to focus is we have to focus on right content, and this is the thing where successful people succeed. They focus only on their industry. They are not going to hang around many content. They are focused, and they watch only what matters to them. They think only what matters to them. And what average people think that they are like 90% of people focused on the thing that which is not matter to them. And lastly, if I say, you know, I mean, after watching this video, if you get something, I highly suggest you to go and apply all these things. Because I believe that ideas without execution is just a delusion. So, guys, this is from this video. If you like this video, please give a comment down and also subscribe this channel. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.